You're listening to SBS News.
The international police organisation Interpol has elected South Korea's Kim Jong-un as president over a Russian candidate who had European countries and the United States worried about Russian political interference. Mr. Kim succeeds China's Meng Hongwei, who disappeared in September during a visit to his home country. Chinese authorities later announced Mr. Meng had been arrested on corruption charges, and Interpol received what was purported to be his resignation letter. Mr. Kim was Interpol's acting president and will complete Mr. Meng's unfinished term. He has told the organization's General Assembly he is grateful.
I feel honored to have been elected to preside over the executive committee over the next 2 years. It will also be my honor to chair the next two General Assembly sessions of such a versatile and resilient international organization in face of challenging transnational criminals across the world.
Interpol facilitates cooperation between the police forces of 194 countries around the world. It is not a supranational police force, so it has no agents allowed to make arrests. The organization's charter also forbids it from involving itself in disputes of a political, religious, or racial nature. Russian Police General Alexander Prokopchuk, one of Interpol's vice presidents and head of the Russian Bureau of the organization for the past 7 years, had been the leading candidate to take over as president. But the United States, European politicians, and Russian critics lobbied against his candidacy, saying it would compromise the organization's integrity. A bipartisan group of US senators has accused Russia of exploiting the organization to avenge old grievances and harass dissidents by issuing arrest warrants. Bill Browder, a US-born British financier facing a Russian arrest warrant for his efforts to bring corrupt officials to account, says Mr. Prokopchuk would have only acted on Russian President Vladimir Putin's instructions.
Vladimir Putin is a well-acknowledged criminal. It was his government that organized a terrorist attack in the UK using chemical weapons in Salisbury. It was his government that shot down MH17, killing 298 innocent individuals. It was his government that cheated and hacked in elections in the United States and Europe. And to put his representative in charge of the most important international crime-fighting organization is like putting the mafia in charge.
Interpol says Kim Jong-un won the election with a two-thirds majority in a secret ballot among members. But a spokesman for President Putin, Dmitry Peskov, says it is clear outside pressure may have contributed to the decision.
I don't have any reason to dispute the results of these elections, but at the same time, if we detach ourselves from this situation, and if we again remember recent pronouncements we heard from other capitals, we can say that the election was held in an environment of unprecedented pressure and interference.
Interpol Secretary General Jürgen Stock says Kim Jong-un's election win was without outside influence.
The General Assembly elected Mr. Kim from Korea as president through a voting process which was democratic, transparent, free and clear, and is the same for every candidate who serves in the executive committee.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in has congratulated Mr. Kim on becoming the first South Korean to head the organization. Meanwhile, the Pacific Island nations of Vanuatu and Kiribati have been approved as new Interpol member countries, while Kosovo's bid was denied. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.